In September 2008, fierce winds from the remnants of Hurricane Ike swept across Kentucky, causing 4 deaths and almost $600 million in damage. 4 months later, an ice storm of historic proportions slammed the state, killing 36 people and causing another $616 million in damage. Senator David Boswell of Owensboro says it was a nasty 1-2 punch.
You know, you're talking about collectively within just a matter of a few months, a total of $1.211 billion worth of damage and roughly 40 recorded deaths relevant to these two issues.
And Paducah Senator Bob Leeper says the extent of the damage, particularly from the ice storm, which left 770,000 Kentuckians without power, was misunderstood by many.
I don't think people realized it wasn't the power lines in the middle of the street that were falling on people's houses. It was actual major transmission lines that affected large areas of the state. Some had the large ice, some theirs were affected and they couldn't figure out because they didn't have as much ice, but it was those large transmission lines that were actually laying at the bottom of the river.
In March, with lawmakers clamoring for an assessment of how utilities responded to the disasters, the Kentucky Public Service Commission's Jeff Derwin announced the launch of a comprehensive review covering both weather events,
which include construction standards, overhead electric lines, underground electric service, electric system maintenance practices, vegetation management, restoration operations preparedness, financial cost recovery, customer relations, local government elected official relations, public information, individual emergency preparedness, telecommunications infrastructure, and water and sewer system operations.
8 months later, the almost 200-page report is being finalized for release. In a preview for lawmakers in Frankfort, Derwin says the report will include a price tag for placing all electric utilities underground.
It's about $217 billion. That is both transmission and distribution. And it's also, should note that there are some transmission lines that the science doesn't exist yet to underground, even if we so chose.
Derwin says property service connections to homes and businesses were found to be a weak link in the electric system, and the report makes this suggestion for those who lose power during a major disaster.
It's probably important for every person to contact their utility when they lose their power, but only do it once. Our experience is that the utilities do take those and put them into their systems, and the more times you call, it does not move you to the top of the list. It only clogs up the phone lines.
Derwin says the report also recommends utility companies participate in mock disaster operations.
Those that had participated with their communities in the exercises that all emergency management areas had done were not looking for numbers, looking for people, having a hard time communicating during the storm.
Once the report is made public, Derwin says utility companies in Kentucky will have 3 months to respond. The PSC will then review the responses and share its findings with lawmakers and the governor.
The intention of this report is to allow policymakers, both legislative and executive, and the utilities to look at what happened, what occurred, what we can learn from that, and how we can move forward.
The utility companies will likely have the final word on the disasters. Several have already notified the PSC of their intent to try to recoup disaster cleanup costs through rate hikes. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.